Hey celeb fans, welcome back to the red carpet of Most of the Facts of Mila Shalang. This week I'm talking about Bob Ross. So here we go. Bob Ross was born in Daytona Beach, Florida to Jack and Ollie Ross, a carpenter and waitress respectively, and raised in Orlando, Florida. As a older adolescent, Ross cared for injured animals including armadillos, snakes, alligators and squirrels, one of which was later featured in several episodes of his television show. In 1961, 18-year-old Ross enlisted in the United States Air Force and was put into service as a medical records technician. He rose the rank of Master Sergeant and served as a first sergeant of the clinic Eielson Air Force Base in Alaska, where he first saw the snow and mountains that later appeared in recurring themes on his paintings. During his 20-year force career, Ross developed an interest in painting after attending an art class at the Ericho USO Club. He found himself frequently at odds with many of his painting instructors, were more interested in abstract painting. Ross was working part-time as a bartender when he discovered a TV show called The Magic of Oil Painting, hosted by German painter Bill Alexander. Alexander used a 16th century painting style called Alla Prima, Italian first attempt, widely known as wet on wet, that allowed him to create a painting within 30 minutes. In 1982, a Station Falls Church, Virginia aired a taping of his art class as a pilot, and 60 PBS stations signed up for the show in the first year. In 1983, PBS station Whitby lured him into a Musi in India with a promise of creating freedom and his found kinship with his staff. He moved home to Florida in 1989, but continued to travel in Musi every 3 months to tape the show. Ross said he did the show for free and made his income from how-to books, videotapes and art supplies. The show ran from January 11th to 1983 till May 17th, 1994, but reruns still continue to appear in many broadcast areas and countries, including the non-stop commercial digital sub-channel Network Array and streaming service Hulu. In the United Kingdom, the BBC reran episodes during the COVID-19 pandemic, while most viewers were in lockdown at home. Ross had several health problems over the course of his life and expected to die prematurely. He died at the age of 52 on July 4, 1995 in Orlando, Florida, due to the complications from lymphoma. At the time of his death, he had prepared 7 paintings for a potential 32nd season of The Joy of Painting. Ross's illness had become a popular culture, with his image spoofed in television programs, films and video games like Family Guy, The Boondocks, Deadpool 2 and Smith. And Google also celebrated the 70th anniversary of his birth with a Google Doodle on October 29, 2012. It portrayed Ross's paintings and the description of the letter G with a landscape in the background. Also, a board game titled Bob Ross, The Art of Chill was released and carried by Target stores, while Chinya Pet model in Bob Ross's likeness was also released. Ross was also going to have a video game released on Nintendo Wii and Nintendo DS and PC. Development handled by Adraf Entertainment Group, although this was never to fruition. So now you know about Bob Ross. Honestly, he was one of the most amazing celebrities ever. Obviously, I wasn't around during his time, but I remember my dad showing me, like the other week, he showed me like some of his artwork and the program that he did where you'd see him painting, because my dad told me a story about it, when he and my sister were younger, they used to watch that, and so my dad showed me, and also, like, it's usually a thing that plays in the background, like if someone's like stayed up late downstairs, I'd always come down for like something to eat or like for breakfast, and then I'd see it playing in the background. So yeah. So may he rest in peace. But yeah, a celebrity, his legacy will live on through his amazing art. But anyway, that is it. Join me next week for more amazing celebrity fun facts. So stay tuned, everyone, and take care.